Now everyone get your palms. So we can bless them. If some of you are not muted, please mute yourselves. Let us pray together. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you, y también contigo.
And now together let us pray. O God, you have established your rule in the human heart through the servanthood of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, keep us in the joyful procession of those who with their tongues confess Jesus as Lord and with their lives praise him as Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time is our children's sermon. So kids, come front and center to the cameras so we can see you. There's Riley and Reed. Hi, kids. Any other kids? Let's see. The Marquez kids, hello. And Stella and Hannah, hello. Julie and Jacob.
Hello.
Joelle, hi, kids. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Leo. Does everyone have, do you have your palms?
Yeah, show us.
Hi.
Yeah?
Everyone can see
you.
Now, if we were all together at church today, we would be outside shaking these palms. But unfortunately, we're not able to be together. But that doesn't mean we still can't shake them and sing to the Lord, right? So, kids, I need you to listen up. When you hear, Miss Julie's going to be saying it, I'm going to be saying it, whenever you hear someone say, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," you will respond, "Hosanna in the highest."
Hosanna in the highest.
Okay, let's try it. Ready? Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Because you know, today Jesus came in riding on a donkey and his disciples praised him. He said, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest."
Hosanna means save us. So when we are waving these palm branches, we are saying to God, "Save us. Save us from what's going on. Save us from sicknesses. Save us from ourselves." Okay? So remember that. Whenever you hear, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. You say,
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus comes and he saves us. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for these palms.
Thank you for these palms.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
For the donkey he rode in on.
For the donkey he rode in on.
Be with us always.
Be with us always.
Bless us.
Bless us.
Bless us.
We can be a blessing to others.
So we can be a blessing to others.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the
highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Amen.
Kids, now be listening, because throughout the service we will be singing. Yeah. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Good morning. Today we have a reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, told by Crossroads Kids Club.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God's Story, Palm Sunday. So part of God's story happened on a day we call Palm Sunday, and it begins like this. Remember how God sent his son Jesus to rescue us? Well, not everybody believed that Jesus was really God's son and the rescuer, but the ones who did believe in him did something pretty cool on Palm Sunday. It started just like any other day for Jesus. He was heading into Jerusalem with his disciples, but before they got there, Jesus did something surprising. He stopped and sent two of his disciples to go get a young donkey from a nearby village. He even told them exactly where the owner had last tied it up. They weren't sure why he needed the donkey, but they obeyed him. Kids, would you be willing to obey Jesus, even if he asked you to do something you didn't understand? Anyway, when the disciples got back with the donkey, they threw their coats on its back like a saddle, and Jesus climbed up. Pretty soon, the disciples saw why Jesus needed it. See, crowds of people came to the road and started laying coats and tree branches to make a path for Jesus. When this happened, many people recognized that Jesus was a king. Only kings came into a city like this. So Jesus rode the donkey like he was a one-man parade. And the crowds praised Jesus by yelling things like, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord," and "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest," because they believed Jesus was the rescuer. But remember how some people didn't believe Jesus was God's son? Well, they told Jesus to make everybody stop yelling. They didn't think Jesus deserved to be treated like a king. You know what Jesus said? He told them, if they keep quiet, the rocks will cry out. Well, the people who didn't believe in Jesus didn't like thinking about people or rocks praising him. And that made Jesus sad. He actually started crying. And not just crying, weeping. Here, the people were standing next to the rescuer they've been wanting and waiting for their whole lives, and they were missing it. But even though Jesus cried, Palm Sunday isn't a sad story. Easter is all about Jesus' amazing rescue, and Palm Sunday is a reminder of just how special that rescue is and how much Jesus loves everyone. And that's the story of Palm Sunday. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Jesus was traveling. He sent his disciples to get a donkey. People spread coats and branches on the road. They praised Jesus. Some people didn't recognize that he was the king. That made Jesus sad. He had come to rescue them. A few days later, he would show just how much he loves us. And that's a part of God's story.
Amen.
Amen.
God's story, Palm Sunday.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So as I said to the kids, if we were together, perhaps we'd be like this picture at the screen. This is a gathering that happened last Palm Sunday in New York City. And normally we would be gathered outside, especially today, it's a beautiful day, we would be gathered outside there at church, and then we would process in with a donkey. Not a live donkey, but a donkey nonetheless. It's one of my favorite celebrations of the church. So where we couldn't be together this year, what we decided to do instead was bring palms to our members. Here we are, a group of us gathered. You notice we all have on masks. We are all kept at a safe 6 feet or more apart. There was a cowboy with us. A nurse was with us. And a little worker bee. And this small gesture of bringing palms to people brought many smiles. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Our children loved getting the palms. Hi, Allie. Here's little Emma and Anna, her mom, hiding behind the palm. The Coos girls on their iPads, enjoying a little time together, but saying hello to us. The Moore family, and the Rodriguez boys. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
We also handed out coloring books to help our children work through all their feelings about what's going on in our world. And these brought more smiles. Hi, Jarielis and Erelis. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Here is my goddaughter Hannah. She didn't have palms, so she went out with her family and got branches. She used what she had as the people did back in Jesus' time. Others set up makeshift stations outside of their church. Trinity Wernersville said they had drive-by palms this morning. Another church put palms outside their door, just as we did, for others to take and to remember that Jesus came for them, For blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Like Jesus, we are moving forward. We know there's no turning back, no going back to the way things used to be, the good old days before COVID-19 took over our world and we are forced to be apart. We are still moving forward, creating new memories, and all the same, leaning into the pain and acknowledging the hurt and the ache that this time is bringing as more and more people get sick and more people die. I came across a great quote from Glennon Doyle that touches on this very matter from her new book, Untamed. And here's what she says. The ache continues to take me with it. And now I am somewhere else. I am in the ache. And suddenly I understand that I am here with everyone who has ever lived and ever loved and ever lost. Right here, inside the ache. With everyone who has ever welcomed a child or held the hand of a dying grandmother or said goodbye to a great love. I am here with all of them. Inside the ache is the we. We can do hard things, like be alive and love deep and lose it all, because we do these hard things alongside everyone who has ever walked the earth with her eyes, arms, and heart wide open. And I would add his eyes, arms, and heart wide open, and their eyes, arms, and heart wide open. The ache is where you go alone to meet the world. The ache is love. The ache was never warning me, this ends, so leave. She was saying, this ends, so stay. Jesus knew this. Jesus doesn't tell us the end leaves. The end, this ends, so leave. Jesus tells us, this ends, so stay. For Jesus rode in on a donkey and the people praised him, but he knew that the cross was coming. He knew that his death was inevitable, but death did not have the final answer. We know the rest of the story. We don't fully know what's coming next in our lives, but we know that the cross is coming. And that glorious resurrection, we know the rest of the story. So may we stay here where we are, but keep moving forward with Jesus by our side. For Jesus doesn't tell us this ends, leave. Jesus tells us this ends, stay. We are moving forward with new life all around us. Just take a look outside and see all the flowers blooming. See the trees coming back to life. Seeing flowers shoot up at places like Opportunity House, where we offer meals to those who don't have a home. See new life as plants that we had from last year peek their way through the earth again. New life is here and it is coming. Jesus is going to the cross, but it ends with new life. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
New life comes sometimes in the form of a new dog. And in many and various ways. As we go about our journey this week into the great and holy week, may we be aware of the new life that exists around us. Dear Jesus, you made your grand entrance into Jerusalem many years ago. May you enter and remain in our hearts today and always, for we love you and we cherish you. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to God. Amen. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.
And now together let us sing our hymn of the day, Prepare the Royal Highway. This time we offer up our prayers to God, and remember there will be a time where everyone will be unmuted and you can offer up your specific prayers out loud or in the silence of your hearts. And now together let us pray. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
God of mercy, awaken your church to new proclamations of your faithfulness. By your Spirit, give us bold and joyful words to speak, that we sustain the weary with the message of your redemption. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, quiet the earth where it trembles and shakes. Protect vulnerable ecosystems, threatened habitats, and endangered species. Prosper the work of scientists, engineers, and researchers who find ways to restore creation to health and wholeness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, drive away fear and anger that cause us to turn against one another. Give courage to leaders who seek liberation for the oppressed. Bring peace and hope to those who are in prison and those who face execution. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, send your saving help to all who suffer abuse, insult, discrimination, or contempt. Heal the wounded, comfort the dying, bring peace to those suffering chronic or terminal illness. Tend to all who cry out for relief, especially those we now name before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray?
For all healthcare workers.
They will still working during this time.
For all those grieving the tremendous loss around the world.
Well, I was in nursing home. Can I see the family?
For everyone all around the world who's suffering right now.
For all those hurting around the world.
For our country's leaders, local and national.
Scientists to continue working everybody.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy
is great.
God of mercy, when we breathe our last, you raise us to eternal life. With all your witnesses in heaven and on earth, especially those who have recently died, let us boldly confess the name of Jesus Christ, our resurrection and our hope. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ. Note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors through our food pantry at a time when food has become even more of a luxury. It also helps us provide church services such as these to reach beyond our community. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Let us pray the offertory prayer. O God of justice and love,
we give
thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son.
Give us the light we need
to awaken us to the needs of others. And at the end, bring all the world to your feet. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Our sending hymn will be Alabare, and feel free to wave your palms as we sing. Somos discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. Vayan en paz, sirvan al Señor. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
God bless you this week. Don't forget to join us Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday worship services here on Zoom, same place, same ID number, and same password. Also, Easter Sunday, we gather here, 10:30 a.m. God bless all of you. Que Dios les bendiga a todos ustedes. Amen.
Amen.